All right.
Yeah, so Casey and I are on vacation this week. And so trying to get his ass up to do, like, to do things these past couple of days have just been, like, pulling teeth. And I mean that in a loving way, but, like, he's like a grumpy, like, when he's just grumpy when he wakes up. He's a little
That's me too. It's so totally me too. I can be a grump like first thing in the morning. I just need like 10-15 minutes to just like actually wake up and just be like, I'm here. But it takes me that long to figure out, am I awake or am I still sleeping? I don't know.
No, yeah. I just want to be able to work from home eventually. I don't know.
It's nice. Trust me. Like, I'm having to get used to being out in an environment and work, but I liked working from home a lot better. And I still kind of like working from home, you know, but I can't complain. Like I said, I can't complain. Listeners, I just told Logan that I have the most stress-free job.
Yeah.
Ever, and it's so nice.
I'm fucking jealous.
I know. I'm like, I bet you're like, sign me up. Who are these people? It is a mom and pop shop, you know what I mean? So they're very like chill and relaxed. They're not like, you know, you have to do this. You have to do that at like, you know, 300 miles per hour. Like one kid was like, do you want me to stock candles? And they're like, no, just right. I think it was like 3 o'clock. And like from like 3 to closing, we just kind of like chill out. This place.
Hey, I'm ending this Zoom meeting. You can go on with your perfect fucking life. Goodbye.
I'm over here like, Logan, you need to come down here. It's great. I got it in, man. You can come here and work at the store, too. It's cool, though. I love it. So far, I love it.
Good. I'm happy about it.
I'm dreading because they keep saying the weekends are like scary and a nightmare, and I'm over here like, crap, I work Sundays. Is it like that for both? I don't work Saturdays, so I'm like, thank God. But they did say if Sundays are like too much for me to handle, then they could just swap it out for a day of the week. So again, super easy. Logan's just shaking his head like, god damn it.
Oh my god. Like if they paid me what I make now for that, like I would have no question. There'd be no questions asked. I would be fucking signing up in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you had a good time on your vacation too though. I was super jealous that you guys were constantly at the beach, but guess what, motherfucker? Casey and I are going on Monday.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean,
you get to be on the beach too, right?
Yeah, we're going to a beach up on Lake Michigan. So.
Oh, nice. All right.
Super excited because I haven't been over in that area, Wisconsin, in probably 2.5 years.
Okay.
Since I got rid of the house, yeah. So we're going over there. We're going back to our favorite sushi place that I took him to on our first date, and we're gonna get ice cream. And then like prior to all of that, we're going to go to the beach for couple hours. So I'm super excited. Tomorrow him and I have a big project.
Oh gosh.
We're redoing our closet.
Oh.
Well, I should say we're doing our closet because we have just been pulling from boxes since we moved, and we just stay so busy constantly that Yeah. We haven't had the opportunity to just go through our and hang everything up and organize. And so that's
what we're going. Fully unpack.
Yeah. Like that, that's the last thing that we have is like boxes of clothes. So that's our project for tomorrow. But yeah, I kind of have a little bit of a headache, but I've already taken medicine for it. And I'm sitting here drinking my sweet tea that I started making again.
Nice. All right. I was about to say, well, if you have a headache, don't drink a Monster, because then you'll get a what is it called? The Mountain Dew. Were you drinking Mountain Dew the other night?
Nope.
Gosh, because I was like, that stuff always make me crash. That's why I don't drink a lot of sodas.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have planned for tonight? Because I got some good shit.
I feel like we should have a discussion. I have planned I found some good questions that some people were asking about reptilians and the theory of reptilians.
Well, we just took like a 10-minute break, and it wasn't really a break. We were talking about stuff, but you guys don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so welcome to this month's, not bonus episode, but it's the bonus material?
I guess we can call it like a bonus material, yeah.
Because I think I titled the first month's Nightmares Come to Life or something like that.
I like that. We should keep that.
Okay. Yeah,
we should keep that.
Welcome to Nightmares Come to Life, episode 2. This is our second month doing it, where we cover cryptids, aliens, supernatural phenomenon, everything else in between. So,
yes.
Today we're going to cover reptilians and the conspiracy theories and the theories behind them and what we think they are or whatever. So,
and on that 10-minute break, Logan was having like some weird scratch sounds or like shaking sounds. And I was like, what is that? And we couldn't figure it out. So I told him the reptilians are onto him.
Yeah. I said that I'm going to throw my big ass candle at their ass.
That's right.
Come on, motherfuckers. I'll fucking skin you and cook you and have you for dinner.
Gosh,
like a fucking gator, let's go. Or
like
a snake.
Like, oh, I almost said like frog legs, but
they're amphibians, aren't they?
They're not reptilian.
Our dumbasses.
I like gators. I love gators.
I love me some gator meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, our redneck is showing.
Both of our rednecks showed. We like
I'm gay. I guess I'm gonna jump into it. So I'm gonna cite my first source, and this is just straight from Wikipedia. Reptilian conspiracy theory and its origin. So first, if you aren't aware of what a reptilian is, or a reptoid, they're basically lizard people or like a humanoid lizard folk. People have in the past have called them reptiloids, saurians, draconians, and the list just goes on and on and on. But basically they're a different species. So people consider them ET, some people consider them gods, some people consider them to be of like a hellish descent. So I'm just gonna go into like the origin of like where some people think that the idea of them was originated. So Michael Barkun, professor of political science at Syracuse University, posits that the idea of the reptilian conspiracy originated in the fiction of Conan the Barbarian. The first appearance of serpent men in literature was in Howard's story, The Shadow Kingdom. And that's a couple of boring details. But in Howard's Serpent Men, Howard's Serpent Men were described as humanoids with human bodies and snake heads. So, I mean, you can go back to like ancient Egyptian times and see things similar to this.
The god Sobek.
Yeah, exactly.
Which represented, honest, so that god represented, I learned this over my vacation. So this guy, I know, right? Weird.
Oh,
right?
But by the way, sorry to interrupt. I'm getting a tattoo on the 6th.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. Well, I'm like, when's the 6th? Because I'm going to laugh if Ethan's getting the same, like, getting a tattoo on the same day.
This coming Friday.
Yeah, he is. That's funny.
I'll tell you about.
That's really funny. Because I was like, I bet it's Friday.
Yeah, so it's going to be the my tree connected to the second tree. And then in the foliage of the tree is going to be a rainbow water splash.
Oh, I love that.
And then the guy's going to incorporate the saying that I told you about.
Oh, I fucking love that. Oh, I love that so much.
So I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you. I'm over here like I'm getting touch-ups done here, and then I'm going to get my other hand done. I think 2 weeks from now. Yeah. I don't know if my hand's ready or not. My hand wasn't ready on the other side. I don't know if my hand will be ready. Oh gosh. Oh, but while I was talking about, so on my vacation, we went to this alligator farm and they had an exhibit about like Egyptian like mm-hmm. times in ancient Egypt, and they talk about the god Sobek, and they also talk about other gods, but obviously since it's a gator farm they talk about Sobek. And they actually have a Nile alligator and they named him Sobek, and you could like see him. It's really cool, and they surround him with like Egyptian-esque kind of stuff. It's pretty neat.
Weird.
It's very weird. I was like, hi, Sobek. You know me. I like to talk to all kinds of
obviously,
spirits and
yeah.
stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what's also weird? That we were having like movie nights, and I told Ethan, I was like, I really want to watch The Mummy. And so we watched like The Mummy 1 and then Mummy 2. But at that exhibit, they had like a movie prop, and they set it up like The Mummy. And, you know, they had, like, the Book of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Ethan, look, we've been watching The Mummy, and look what I found. And he was like, what the hell? And I was like, I'm psychic. It's like I subconsciously knew about this. I prepared us for this moment. It was great. But talking about the god Sobek. So Sobek is, like, a god of protection, but also, like, the god of the gators, the alligators there, the Nile crocodiles. Another thing that I think there was something to do with like destruction as well. Like, you know, so if they needed something like destroyed or something, or they want like, they would do offerings to the gators there to make sure the gators don't like kill people and stuff like that on the Nile, you know? So they would do like offerings to them. I thought that was really interesting because I was like, wow, because I mean the people in Egypt use that river for a lot of things, and there was a lot of crocodiles in that river, so they were like, we gotta keep these guys like happy and fed. Yeah. And I think that god was worshipped for like 3,000 years or something like that.
Yeah, move over Christianity.
Yeah, seriously. No, seriously. I've been doing a lot of research on like Egyptian stuff, and I was like, whoa, Christianity needs to just like kind of like step aside, because one, there's a lot of similar things that they have in common. Like, how weird is that? That will be another conspiracy theory. What is really Christianity? Sorry.
You and I don't know how it happens, but you and I always just connect, like, like telepathically somehow. It's like, because you said literally what I was going to say. Like, I think next week or next month, should have to deal with, like, the origins of religion or something similar to that, because, yes, like, you can incorporate anything into the religion, and, mm-hmm, like, yeah, I think it's just wild. Bounce off the wall every time we get started on, like, spirituality and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Back to the reptilians, like, some people claim that they are inhabitants of Antarctica, that they're there underground, just waiting to take over, that's why we haven't discovered or explored 90% of that continent, because they've been
getting kidnapped every time we go down there. The reptilians are going, come over here. You ain't going back. One of us. One of us.
Like, you're fine. Like, you can find yourself falling into so many rabbit holes on Reddit, and, like, it's ridiculous about, like, what people think and, like, what people come up with. I'm not saying they're wrong, because we obviously have no proof of it, but, you know, I'm gonna have fun giving them trouble about it, because it's a little too far-fetched for me.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm over here like, I'm ready. I actually have thought about, I'm like, what if people have, like, tried to make contact with, like, reptilians? And I'm pretty sure you're probably going to read a little bit about that, but, like, have made contact. You know how some people have made, like, contact with aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if, like, people have been, like, purposely trying to contact, like, reptilians.
From what I've heard, if you don't want to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if
someone
has tried? I would like to meet this person if they have. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, like, you don't want to mess with these people, but what if?
Yeah, like.
What if?
So, just a little bit about, like, what they possibly could do is they can shapeshift into a human at will. They can communicate with you telepathically, and they can, I think I read that they can control you telepathically. Yeah, it's fucking creepy and weird. But I kind of wanted to talk or not bring politics into it, but bring the political theory of what a specific organization thinks. And that organization is QAnon. And it's a very, very dangerous group. I don't necessarily mean dangerous as if, like, they're all urban terrorists, but some of them were a part of the riot on January 6th at the Capitol.
Yeah.
But that aside, they, basically the hierarchy of their belief system, and at the very tip-top point of that belief system is that the reptilians are controlling the world's governments, and that that all of the major liberal entities in society, especially in the United States, and who back, like, the liberals in Hollywood,
mm-hmm,
are contributing to the human trafficking system, and where those humans are going or being sent, they're actually being sent to these reptilians as tribute to
one of us.
Yeah.
One of us. So that's what it is.
It is. It's a fucking cult, essentially. I mean, other podcasts have, I mean, you know, we're not deeming them as a cult because, I mean, like, we're not professionals or, you know, we don't have the educational background in order to say that this person is in a cult, you know, but they're a fucking cult, okay?
Yeah.
So they believe that all of the far leftists are basically contributing to the human trafficking system and sacrificing humans, babies, children. That's why we're so, that's why liberals are so, and I'm air quoting, like, that's why all, like, liberals are so gung-ho about pro-choice. Like, if you want to have your baby, but you don't want to have the baby after it's born, then they're, we would, I mean, again, air quotes, we would be more than happy to contribute that child to the human trafficking system, to the reptilians, for their protection.
Dead. Oh my God. That is scary.
So,
bro, that is so scary. And, you know, from what I've been finding on Reddit, is like, it seems like they're almost like, I would say, like, compared to satanic.
Yeah, exactly. They're sending, like, yeah, that the reptilians are of, like, satanic descent or origin.
God damn.
That's what, like, the QAnon belief is, and that basically the leftists and liberals are worshiping Satan or the devil or whatever you want to call the evil entity from Christianity in order to gain power in the world and basically demolish and win against Christians and Christianity. So that's where it becomes dangerous, because they have this radical theology of something that isn't a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And they're taking that to heart and they're really going with it and they're very torn up about it. Now, I understand that if there was actual proof or if there was actual, like, anything, any identifying factor that actually pointed to that being a thing, I would be right there with QAnon. I would be like, yeah, you know what? These people are actually doing this, but there isn't any proof. There isn't any identifying factors that say that the leftists or liberals are contributing to it. And I'm just dumbfounded that they're taking such a radical thought process towards another form of, like, their species and wanting to eradicate them. It
that's deep, man.
It gets
deep. That's some shit right there. Holy shit.
So that's just a little bit about, like, what some people think the reptilians are or reptoids are. I am going to cite another source, and this
I want to know, like, where they come from.
Yeah, like, where the reptilians actually come from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Like, what is their actual,
I'm getting, like, honestly, a really, I just, not my thoughts, son. I think this could be, like, my spirit guide talking, because you know how he's, like, really old. He may have some knowledge, but it's one of those things where I think they actually came on this planet from, like, a different world, but they're not from here, if that makes sense.
I was thinking Mars. That's what popped into my head.
And you know what's really weird about Mars is that, you know, is it Elon Musk that's trying to get us, like, on Mars or living on Mars at, like,
by a certain point?
20 something, yeah, like start working on making Mars livable, because Mars once had water.
Yeah, still does. They actually found water. If I remember correctly, they did.
Okay.
Or they found some sort of hydrogen there, whether it's frozen H2O or not.
So I wonder if, like, they found, if there's a way that, that's weird. I shouldn't say that. I'm like, what if, like, they could put a scientist there or get a scientist there and, like, bring that water back to life?
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, fuck. So there's a whole bunch that goes into that. I mean, I'm by no means a chemist, but obviously you have to think about it in an atmospheric type of way where the conditions have to be right within the atmosphere for it, like hydrogen and oxygen to be able to combine and meet under certain circumstances. And then you also have to think about like whether the rest of the chemical background of Mars is capable of sustaining it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. I'm I love science, but I'm by no means that intelligent to come up with the cure-all for Mars.
I do want to say I don't think they're from this planet, but I think they ruined their own planet and now they're over here trying to like take Mars.
Mm-hmm. I think that we're their food.
Try to eat me.
Right?
I'll throw some fucking hands.
Let's fucking go.
I'm just throwing hands, everybody. I know you can't see it, but I was throwing fists.
She was.
Catch these witch hands.
Oh, shit. This is really recent, actually.
Read it.
All right. So, and I'm going to steal the photo from Planet Today. And I'm going to put it in our Instagram.
Hell yeah.
So, Planet Today, if you hear about this podcast and you see this or hear this, I'm giving you guys credit. So, yeah, again, this is from planettoday.com. It was a thread from Reddit, and I managed to find it. But the title of it is Reptilian Aliens in Africa. African Shaman Shares Hidden History. Credo Mutwa shares an incredible and fairly convincing story from his ancestors about an alien invasion that destroyed humanity and is the reason for the pain and suffering we see in the world today. Credo Mutwa,
Dude, I got chills like up my spine when you read about that. So that has to be like something legit, man.
Credo Mutwa is a famous African Zulu Zengoma traditional healer that was in parentheses. So that's basically, that's the translation from South Africa, who has had ancient esoteric knowledge from his ancestors and predecessors passed down to him that helps to illuminate ancient history. More interesting than this, though, is the Zulu elder has had personal experience that corroborates this knowledge he has told, and that knowledge includes what we probably refer to today as reptilians, and he calls Titwali, ruling over Earth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. In fact, much of David Icke's central thesis is derived from Mutwa's knowledge. In an interview with Rick Martin, Mutwa explained that the Zulus claimed to many, many thousands of years ago, there arrived, they really did something to the English whenever they were translating from the
his language.
Yeah. So the Zulus claimed that many, many thousands of years ago there arrived out of the skies a race of people who were like lizards, people who could change shape at will. I gotta sit up.
I was over here like They come out of like tasting the air. Oh yes, this is some good stuff.
Get ready.
Oh god, I'm gonna probably die on this one.
Yeah, you are. And people who married their daughters to a walking extraterrestrial and produce a power race of kings and tribal chiefs. There are hundreds of fairy tales, sir, in which a lizard female assumes the identity of a human princess and poses as her and gets married to a Zulu prince.
What? No.
Yeah.
Bro, the ancient aliens episode is like true then.
Well, so let me go jump back.
Because they talked about how like these beings, like extraterrestrial beings, I mean reptilians are those two, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would like seek out women,
mm-hmm,
and reproduce.
Yeah.
And they were like creating a master race.
Yeah. So I mean, think about Christianity this way. So the Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, she never had sex.
Mm-hmm.
So they claim, right? And mm-hmm. then she somehow managed to become pregnant with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a fucking lizard person.
Jesus could have been the lizard king.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not saying like Christ was, you know, a fucking lizard person. But what I'm saying is like, that falls under the theology of what we're talking about, of how these gods, quotes, mm-hmm, are coming to our world. Aliens, extraterrestrials are coming to our planet. They're either one, abducting and inseminating people, mm-hmm, or with female or women,
mm-hmm,
in order to get them pregnant. And that's why they claim that they were virgins, and yet they still managed to become pregnant.
Yeah, because obviously they have the technology to just beam that shit in.
I mean, we have
to beam it in.
Like that.
I'm sorry,
babe. I'm gonna beam it into you.
I love it. It's great. Beam it in. Send it.
It's been sent.
Oh my god.
Okay. No. Back to this. Sorry, guys. In his old age, now 94 years old, he has become increasingly vocal about his knowledge and personal experience. Unlike most people, though, the Zulu shaman claims these aliens are not really conventional aliens at all. He believes these are not from a far away planet, but they are actually from Earth and at somewhere nearby. These so-called aliens don't come from far away at all. I believe, and this is a quote by the Zulu shaman,
mm-hmm,
these so-called aliens don't come from far away at all. I believe that they are here with us, and I believe that they need substances from us, just as some of us human beings use certain things from wild animals, such as monkey glands, for certain selfish purposes of our own. Far too many people fall into the temptation of looking upon these aliens as supernatural creatures. They are just solid creatures, sir. End quote. He also believes that they have sinister intent, and before they arrived, human beings lived as one. Quote, I'm gonna murder this. It's spelled Chitauli. So Chitauli came to Earth. They arrived in terrible vessels which flew through the air, vessels which were shaped like great bulls and which made a terrible noise and a terrible fire in the sky. And the Chitauli told human beings, whom they gathered together by force with whips and lightning, whips of lightning, that they were great gods from the sky, and that from now on they would receive a number of great gifts from the god. These so-called gods, who were like human beings but very tall, with a long tail and a terrible burning eye, and with terrible burning eyes, some of them had two eyes, yellow, bright eyes, some had three eyes, the red, round eye being in the center, and the forehead, the third eye.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All of these great powers that Chitauri took away from human beings, and they gave human beings a new power, now the power of speech. But human beings found to their horror that the power of speech divided human beings instead of uniting them, because the Chitauri cunningly created different languages and they caused a great quarrel between people. Also, the Chitauri did something which has never been done before. They gave human beings people to rule over them, and they said, "These are your kings. These are your chiefs. They have your blood in them. They are your children, and you must listen to these people, because they will speak on your behalf. If you don't, we are going to punish you very terribly." Before the coming of the Mvulu creatures, human beings were spiritually one. But when the Chitauri came, human beings became divided, both spiritually and as well as by language. And then human beings were given strange new feelings by the Chitauri. This is coming from like that idea or theory that they can control us telepathically. They can control our,
because like they're so advanced, yeah. Right.
In other words, they started creating tribes and tribe lands, which had borders, which they defended against any possible enemy. Human beings became ambitious and greedy, and they wanted to acquire wealth in the form of cattle and seashells. So things that were pretty and things that we could sustain ourselves.
You know what I got to thinking? I got to thinking about the story, like the Christian story about the Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right? Where like all the people lived under like one reign.
Yeah.
And they all had like one language, and they built this tower because they were trying to reach the heavens, right? And air quotations here, everyone, God came down and broke the tower and separated everybody with different languages, correct? So that's weird, dude. So what if everybody really did speak like one language, but telepathically, and these fucking reptilians came in here and did their doodly ding dongs and destroyed everything? Sorry.
And beamed it everywhere.
Yeah, they beamed it. They beamed it, man.
With their diddly ding dongs.
With their diddly ding dongs that came in there swinging. Yeah. Sorry, you had to put up with our potty humor. But yeah, if you think about it, like, that's kind of weird, right? Like, how... You know, because maybe they came it down and like was like, "No, bitch, you can't build, you can't."
Damn. Yeah. No, yeah.
Excuse me. Dude. Shooketh. I am shooketh, man. Goddamn.
Whether what the shaman says is real or not, it's obviously debatable. But it does seem to hold within it a resonance that sounds more tangible than the creationist or Big Bang / evolution explanations we have been given. If you are interested in learning more about this incredible story, check out David Icke's big interview with the African shaman below. And then it has an attached video, but I'm not gonna play that because I'm pretty sure that's copyright.
Yeah.
So there's that one.
This is wild.
I thought, there it is. Okay, so this is an encounter story with a reptilian.
Oh yes.
Ready?
I'm ready, bro. I'm so ready.
Okay.
want my mind to be freaked. Mind freak. Let's do it.
Okay, gotta get to the top. All right, so this is from phantomsandmonsters.com. And then you can type in reptilian alien encounter during a visit to Mount Capulin, New Mexico. That's weird because I'm pretty sure I was there. Pretty sure I took a vacation there.
Oh, dang.
Awkward. Except this was in August of 1959. Oh, going back, the story that I just recently or previously read, that was posted last month.
Wow. Yep. Whoa.
Yeah. All right. Okay. A woman recalls a curious reptilian alien encounter that she had when she was a girl during a family trip to Mount Capulin, New Mexico. The following report was posted at several forums in late 2013. Excuse me. I recently received possible follow-up information from another source. In August 1959, my parents and I were traveling to Colorado Springs, Colorado on a vacation. For some unknown reason, Dad decided that we would stop and visit Mount Capulin, an extinct volcano in the northeast corner of New Mexico. Mom stayed in the tourist center while Dad and I climbed up the side of the volcano and down into the crater. Then we returned to the center. As I was walking through the tourist center, I felt myself stop in mid-step. I felt my consciousness lift out of my body and drop straight through the floor. How deep, I cannot imagine. My drop, and they put that in quotes, ended in an arched tunnel deep underground. The tunnel was lighted with orange lights. Standing in front of me was a smallish being slash entity that I now know to identify as a reptilian. I would estimate its height at somewhere around 4 feet tall. It was wearing a gray color robe with long sleeves and a hood. The most I could see of its face was intense, oversized dark eyes. In its left hand, number of fingers unclear, but definitely a thumb. It held something that looked similar to what we would describe as an iPad or the like. In its right hand, it held some kind of stylus. And okay, so this took place 60 years ago. So they're seeing this creature, this entity, having this type of technology that seems very familiar to what we have now.
Are you serious? Dude, what the fuck?
It looked straight at me and with mind
what the fuck?
And with mind to mind talk, it said, "What are you doing here? We are not ready for you yet." Then my consciousness zoomed.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of our tunnel, bitch.
Fuck out of here. We're not ready for you. Get the fuck out of here. What?
Yeah. Then my consciousness zoomed back up through the ground and back into my head where I stood in the tourist center. Since then, I have wondered when the we that this alien slash entity represented would be ready for me. I have had other encounters with UFO related entities, like the MIB dressed in a black warrant officer's uniform, driving a yellow Mini Cooper on the military base near Keflavik, Iceland.
The men in black drive a yellow Mini Cooper?
Look.
That's pretty sick, actually.
Oh, he told me, go home, and pointed towards the Southwest and North America. Maybe the aliens slash entities have visited me, but I don't remember it. And in parentheses, ready is a term that has shown up in many stories about CE3. I am very much on my guard for when this world shows up because of this encounter in which the world or in which the word was spoken to me by the reptilian, name withheld. And so this person decided to remain anonymous.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
Kenny, we're not ready for you, Kenny. Get the fuck out of here. It's either a Keith or a Kenny. It's got to be one of those. Could be a Kyle.
It's probably a Kyle.
I'm thinking it's a K name. I know it's weird to say that.
I was getting female vibes.
Really? Oh, well, yeah. Huh.
Let's see. Okay, so do you have any questions thus far?
Dude, that one like blew my mind.
I have two more threads, but they're pretty short, and then there's gonna be like the comments.
My mind has been blown, you guys.
And that's pretty hard to do for G.
That seriously, like what? Sorry, you can do the next one. I'm like, dude, keep going, keep really. My mind is now freaked. I underestimated my mind getting freaked.
Okay, so the first thing, the first part of the thread is, and this is by the Redditor Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, this is going to be, that's the main thread, or yeah. And this is by Wapsaw666. Okay. What are y'all's opinions on the whole reptilian aliens in high positions of government thing? So this is going back to part of like that theology that QAnon has in terms of reptilians. And someone commented on this thread and said, I mean, I'm open to that idea, but I have seen nothing too convincing in the way of videos of people's faces seeming to shift a little due to what I believe is camera error. So a lot of these are just going to go back to go back and forth, but someone said, I'm not going to explain my theory in its entirety, but reptilians are more of a collective scapegoat to justify why humans do bad things instead of realizing all the atrocities we do are a result of human doing, not alien. It's easier to rationalize evil by creating an enemy other than looking at ourselves. And I completely agree with that. Now, I can't... Oh my God. Was it Roosevelt that said that it would be best for the world to come together if we all had one common enemy? Talking about ET. If we were all threatened by...
I wonder if it was Roosevelt or Kennedy. That sounds like something Kennedy would say too. What was it? You know, from Futurama, you know, he's like, whoa. That's all I can think of. Now.
So guys, I knew it started with an R, and I didn't want us to look like complete total dumbasses. So of course I Googled it, and it was Reagan, Ronald Reagan, that ended up saying, having that very profound speech of how we all would benefit if we were faced with an extraterrestrial threat and how quickly we all would come together. But yeah, that's kind of piggybacking off of what this person was saying, is how it's easier to find a common enemy of evil outside of ourselves to blame for our fuck-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree with this person that, like, we are probably creating this idea of something just as a scapegoat to try to better ourselves, but what it's actually doing is it's actually tearing humanity apart.
That's what the fucking lizard people want us to do, y'all. Y'all, that's what they want us to do.
It's It's such a fucked up thing. I have another comment, and this one is by Sir Robert Slim, and this was commented on the same Reddit post. In spite of the novel and outlandish claims of 10-foot-tall reptilians wearing breathing apparatus and their giant craft, this his story, and he this individual posted a link to a book or a site that covered the case of Piero Fortunato Zanfaretta, and so that's what this person is talking about. His history or his story is one of the most evident not very credible in my opinion, because you don't know how to fucking type. His story is one of the most evidence-rich cases out there, from giant footprints to being found unconscious with a discharged gun, multiple occasions of hot, dry clothes and hot car in either rain or winter cold, or even two first responders who had a first-hand encounter with a giant craft that apparated, that apparated from a fake large cloud right above their heads, only to shoot a beam of light at them, with one of the witnesses shooting himself in the head 2 weeks later due to what the encounter meant to their perception of their own reality. He had about four encounters over time, with the first one accidental and the subsequent ones intentional, though not his intent. While the reptilians were reportedly cautious on their first encounter, just restraining and questioning him, they subsequently got more comfortable letting Zanfaretta be more conscious and autonomous during their encounters, going as far as to give him a tour of the large craft and a talk to him about some things. So some people are saying these individuals, these reptilians, are kind, or not, maybe not kind, but they're accepting and willing to work with humanity. But I just, nah.
So you say you wouldn't trust them?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't trust them either. I feel like here's a good example.
I have another one that's going to cover being part of the military. But you go ahead.
So it's one of those things where it's like, there has not really been people like openly willing to talk about reptilians. There's one about that. But two, like, no one has like evidence, like, hey, you know, like, or not evidence, but would say like, hey, you know, like how I have like spirit guides and you can connect to these beings, like these yep. quote unquote divine energies and divine beings. Yep. You can connect with them, right? Well, again, like, you know how I said earlier, how come there's nobody making contact with these beings?
Right.
Like, willingly. And how come, like, no one, I just feel like there's not a lot of, like, positive, you know.
I think it could be that this is going to piggyback off of us being afraid of what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily saying that there is a negativity attached to the idea of these entities. However, that's my end conclusion of it. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. But what I'm saying is, I think that they could possibly be energy being that we have yet to understand.
Are you hearing something on my end or no? Because I keep hearing something behind me, like physically. And I'm like, what is that? I'm gonna leave my headset like this so I can hear. Because I was like, what is that?
I thought I heard like maybe just what normally would be like interference, but nothing.
I was hearing like it was coming from outside. That's why I was like freaking out. And outside this wall. Oh God. This wall. This is like the house. This is like outside. This wall is outside. So that I was hearing something there. Yeah, I'm about to throw my witch hands.
Fuck some motherfucker up.
Backhanded these lizard boys.
Look, look, I don't wear a fucking purse. I damn sure bet I could make a nice one for my mom.
There you go.
Out of that fucking reptilian skin.
I want like obnoxious like boots. Like, you know,
I need a new pair of boots. Let's do it. Yo.
Boots and a hat. Like a 10-gallon hat. Look,
I'm good with a fucking knife. Let's go. Let these motherfuckers show up.
I'm like, don't you come knocking on my door. I have a candle going on. My ancestor altars, my ancestors around me. I'm good. I'm safe. I got my, you know, my energy is good. But, you know, that's what I was got to thinking about is like, how come there's nobody that has like a good experience with these beings or, you know what I mean? Like have willingly reached out to these beings and be like, you know, they're really not like this. There, you know, there's not. If there's any, it's like close to none.
Yeah, there's right? Not really any. There's more people going to battle with them than to bet for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's no one running to their defense.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, that's why I firmly think that these are not good entities to be dealing with. And I want to reiterate, I am not a part of QAnon. I do not believe what they are claiming.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in the reptilians, but I don't know, like, I don't really have my own personal theory as to like where they came from, where they actually are now, or what they're actually here to do. I just think that they're of some sort of negativity.
Yeah. Well, especially if they can like, if they have the ability to just like mind control someone and make them do whatever and or, say whatever, like that's like.
Or fucking force someone's entire like being into another physical realm.
Yeah, that's like.
Like the story I just read.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. That's like really fucked up. That's like some power that should not exist, like, period. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like I'm actually excited but terrified for the day that, like, ET finally presents themselves to the human race.
You know what? I'm going to be calling my spirit guide and be like, listen.
I'm be like, look.
Come. I know you. I know you real, bro. Like, just come, come here.
Get me.
Just come get me and let's just get me somewhere else, please.
To be
get me somewhere else.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I'm like, look, you come get me and the ones I love and take me the fuck off of the earth because when you present yourselves to the rest of the humanity, like, they gonna go to war and I don't want to be a part of it. I really don't feel like being drafted. I mean, look, I served my time in the military. I don't, like, yeah, I say I miss it because I do. I miss aspects of it. But at the same time, I'm just like, I can't deal with any more death. Like, I can't deal with death anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude. No, it's like, that's totally understandable. I'm over here like, I'm in the same boat with you. It's like, you're ready for them to show themselves. But then it's like, why are you here?
Did you see that?
Yeah. I did.
What the fuck?
What was that? What happened?
Don't know. All of a sudden, the little light for my computer stopped, like it shut off. And then my cam, like my screen just like flashed. Like not the entire computer screen, just my camera, like what's being captured by my camera flashed. Yours did it, but mine did.
Also, your screen zoomed in.
Yeah, that's
y'all, they fucking with us now.
And look,
they heard the boots threat, They heard the first threat.
I ain't scared, though. I ain't scared.
I ain't scared either, honestly. I think if anything, like, we would be the last type of people, like, for them to fuck with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's other people that they can, like,
manipulate a lot easier.
Yeah. They don't want to mess with us. Don't fuck with us.
we're ready to go to spiritual war.
We really am, yeah. For real. Oh my gosh.
We're fucking mess. I don't think I'm gonna read this. Well, maybe. Maybe I read a little bit into it. It's actually it's more of a video that I'm not going to show, but I'll give the details for it so you can search for it on YouTube. But the Reddit thread is a conspiracy, and then the person who posted this was Para Intel Agency. And they titled it Reptilian Aliens Are Real and Are Working with Elements of the Military Industry Complex. And then, so if you want to look up YouTube, just search what I read just then, and it should come up. But a little bit about this. This is actually, no, that doesn't. Well, a lot of people are actually just saying, or they're giving commentary about the video, but basically I've looked into this. My dad, who unfortunately is really heavy into the belief system of QAnon, it's scary, but he has told me, he's went into depth about that, and now that Biden is president, and he always puts it in air quotes that Biden is president, because he doesn't believe that Biden is the real president, that it's all for show, and that Trump is still our real president, that there was a coup, and Trump is the one in hiding right now, and by the end of the year, Trump is still going to be president, or he will come out and say that I am still your president, blah, blah. Technically, if you were a president, you don't ever stop being a president. You maintain that title you gain the title former president. So you still maintain that title as president, but like you're not in office.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but my dad firmly believes that Joe Biden, being a Democrat, is a far leftist, and he is contributing to the, one, sex trafficking and human trafficking, sending them to the reptilians, and he is allowing the reptilians to take over. You guys,
I can't even get words out.
let me tell you, it is a fucking acid trip going home to visit.
Seriously, I bet. Golly, I feel for you, Logan. Jesus Christ, man.
Like, my dad just texted me the other, like, 2 days ago.
Keep talking about the reptilians. Let me tell you something. That's him.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. He is on the vaccines now. He's on to the vaccine portion now. He's saying, do not give. Oh, here, I'll actually read it to you. It's ridiculous. Like, at first I thought he was going to be like super sweet and like, he, you know, like wanting to actually like have a full on conversation with me. But yeah. So like, I haven't responded because I don't know what to feel about it. Yeah, I really don't. So I'm going to skip the nice parts. And I'm just going to go to like,
the more like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So he said, have you got the COVID vaccine yet? in all caps, do not get it under any circumstance. And there's about 10 exclamation points. It is being used for world depopulation called genocide. I'm like, I know what genocide is. Thanks, Dad. And then he says, read the book by Klaus Schwab. Him and Bill Gates and other world elites are trying to depopulate humanity.
I heard about that. I heard that there's a conspiracy about that, at least. That's, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, like, genocide, isn't that, like, where you just, like, kill people, though? Like, it's like a mass...
It's a mass murder.
Yeah.
It's what happened to, one, it happened to the Native Americans whenever we came over from the UK. And it's what Hitler did to the Jews.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
But to do it through a vaccine.
Look, people are going to continue to come up with the most radical, ideological ideas that their opposing figures are. Like, they're going to continue to find things to blame on their enemies. And it's not going to get better before it gets worse, so.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my gosh. What was it first? It was the computer chips. Computer chips were in the vaccine. What was another one?
Yeah, that some people were saying that the vaccine is the mark of the beast from Christianity.
Where in the mark, though? Because I thought, like, the mark of the beast is, like, you get, like...
Look, I don't know. You and I could go on and on.
You
and
get...
On.
Was it not pitchforked? Like I was saying,
you get branded.
Yes, that's the word I'm saying. You get pitchforked.
Get fucking pitchforked.
I don't even know what that is.
Get forked, you bitch.
The pitchfork.
Oh my God.
Lord, you guys. Oh my gosh. That's wild, though. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So do you have any questions?
Let's see.
Comments, concerns?
Well, I think you could. So there was some questions I found. I thought this was really, like, you know, cool to have, like, a discussion about the reptilians.
Oh yeah.
But I found one person that posted, like, some questions, and it looks like we covered some of them. So I'm going to read, ones that we probably didn't cover.
Okay.
So this is, like, one of their questions. This was posted in the reptilians. What was it called?
Reddit thread?
Yeah, the thread, right? The reptilians thread.
Yep.
It's posted by ScatoL92. And one of the questions was talking about, is every famous person or powerful person a reptilian? And does this include YouTubers like that? And are the Trump, like the Trumpeters, reptilians as well?
Are the Trumpsters reptilians?
Yeah. Are they Trumpeters or Trumpsters? I don't know what they're called.
They're dumpsters, yeah. In my opinion.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Literally, like, I don't know. Sorry. I literally just saw something. I was like, what was that? I saw, like, this white, like, yeah.
Nope.
It was very close to me too. I was like, get the fuck away from me. Holy shit. Yeah, so that was one of the questions. And I know there was, like, there's some videos, but I can't tell if they're, like, fake or not. But I know, like, there was one video that was like Justin Bieber, I think, was like
I saw something about him
interviewed, and his little eyes went blip, blip, like sideways instead of like, you know, how we blink and it's horizontal.
Yeah, he had then, like we blink up and down, his in the video his went sideways.
Yeah,
like a dragon.
Weird. Yeah, right. And then wasn't there something about like Miley Cyrus too, like in an interview, like
Miley, Taylor Swift, a bunch of celebrities.
Now Taylor Swift, I think she's a reptilian. I don't like her, so it makes sense. I'm sorry, y'all probably hating on me if you like Taylor Swift. But I don't know, dude. She's just like, yo.
I'm not a super big T-Swift fan, but I like some of her stuff, her music. But
I mean, she writes some good stuff, but I just want to say her as a person, just kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
And you attacking some gay icons, let me tell you. First it was Gaga, now it's T-Swift.
Yeah.
I know. Better watch out.
I know, but y'all, it's scary. Let me think. What's another one? As far as YouTubers, you want to know who I would say is a reptilian?
Oh.
I'm gonna say James Charles. Hey sisters. I think he's a reptilian. Or he's like raised by one. Or something.
Isn't he the one who was accused of
sending like teenagers, like
I thought it was he was forcing straight men to have sex with him.
That, yeah. And then he started treating TikTok as a dating app, and he was talking to like 16-year-old boys, 15-year-old boys, 14-year-old boys. And there's one that actually like had legit receipts of him harassing James Charles. Don't come after me, sister. You don't want to, but I'm not a fan. He just that vibe of his, like I can pick up on people's vibes, like dude, he's always gave me that he's a creep vibe. But like this boy was like, I literally told him, listen, I'm like 15, and he's like, I don't care. Yeah, like send me a picture. Yeah,
it's I'll weird. Send your ass to fucking prison.
Yeah, and you know what drives me up the wall is that these kids should be just going to the police about this and with the evidence, but kids don't want to give up their phones, you know what I mean? Like you have to give up your phone, but I'm like, just do it. Like, why are you just exposing him for fame? If you really want to see him like behind jail or like actual take accountability, like go to the police about it. Anyways, I'll try not to get too detailed, but I think maybe the reptilians are raising him because he has some bad manners. Bad manners. Bad.
Mama G coming out. Goddamn.
Bad.
I think I like this person. I don't know too much about them, but for some reason, this person just, like, screams reptilian.
Oh, tell me.
What is his fucking name? Oh, my God.
The YouTuber?
I don't know what their pronouns are, but, Star Cosmetics or something like that.
Jeffree Star, yeah. Dude, I think he's an alien. I know he jokingly says he's an alien, but yeah, I think he's like he's not from here.
No, and he's not
fucking from here. And you know, it's funny. I've always been like a huge Jeffree Star fan. You know, yeah. I have the makeup and everything. I'm a huge fan. I listen to his music in MySpace days, like that's how much of a fan I was. I love that he was just so weird and balls to the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and just like did not give a fuck, you know. And I mean, yeah, he's totally like,
I mean, I could probably, so it's jumping away from the like celebrities, I think that Hillary Clinton could probably be one.
Yeah, that girl.
I mean, so I don't know if she has any explanation for, like, have you seen some of these fucking, like, it almost looks like she has, like, moments where it's just like, and then right back to where she was. Yeah, I'm just like.
And I'm like, girl. You seen a priest? You might want to.
Because, like, she straight up is like.
Logan's headset. I love this. Dude, no, I totally get it. And she's just like. And she acts at some points that she's like so like actually physically ill. And you know, like in exorcist stories, like that's a sign of like possession is like being ill, like looking ill. And how could she just be like 1 second having convulsions, you guys?
Like,
and then all of a sudden she's just stepping on a podium and just like speaking her little old heart out, you know?
Like, she's straight up being able to have, like, cognitive conversations. It's weird. And it is.
And you know, the Secret Service was, like, on her, like, flies on shit. Like, they were on her. And that makes me think, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why were they on
her? Well, they had the huge Benghazi situation that happened, what year was it? Like 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Right before the election.
Oh, back wow. Then.
You remember that? I think it was because she was Secretary of State or something, and she was the one in charge of dealing with giving commands to different aspects of the military to take action or to it was something to do with one of
oh,
the
shit.
It was something to do with one of our embassies over in the Middle East, I believe. I can't remember, it's so long ago. And a lot of our ambassadors there ended up dying because the embassy was under attack and she didn't respond quick enough or soon enough, and that she was hiding emails or something. Like, all this came out and was talked about and brought back up whenever she was.
It was the fucking reptilians were doing that shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
I don't know. Like,
that sounds like reptilian shit right there. That, right? Oh! He's like, Alistair. Made an appearance.
It's my boobie. Quit looking your ass. Love me.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's some like reptilian. That's like definitely like some reptilian shit. Well, you know, I don't know if listeners have ever heard of these people on YouTube. They're called the Psychic Twins. Do you know who they are? Well, they stopped making YouTube videos because they predicted that Hillary Clinton was like going to win the election. They predicted that. And they've predicted a lot of, you should look them up. They were like very well known. And I think they were like legal psychics. You know what I'm talking about? Like they got, they had paperwork. Yeah. They have like paperwork. So they made a video talking about how, you know, Hillary Clinton was gonna win the election, and then she didn't, and they got like slammed with a lot of like hate comments and slander and stuff like that. And it got so bad they stopped making YouTube videos. Like, they made one video talking about how they were wrong about the election, but they felt like when it happened that something happened and something was off, like something went wrong. That's fucking weird, right? Coming from psychics. But they, if listeners, you can do research on them too. You can find their YouTube channel, but you can tell like the last videos don't have a lot of views because of that happening. But they were making like predictions on celebrities that were coming true. They were making predictions. They predicted 9/11 before 9/11 happened. They predicted like a giant train wreck, I think, at one point. But yeah, and it's weird. I think they're actually reptilians, just to let you know. If you ever, Logan, I'm serious, like after tonight, look them up on YouTube and watch them, and you'll get weird fucking vibes from them. I get it. Whenever like there's twins, if you've met twins that are like identical twins, it's a little bit eerie, you know what I mean? But like these two are like far out. Like they don't act like they're.
I'm getting like I don't know, it's weird. Like I'm picturing like a purplish from them, like a purple color from them.
Like the twins?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're sidekick, you know what I mean? Like that would make sense. One of them would do like channel through writing, and the other one would like speak, if that makes sense. And one would be writing as like the other one's channeling. And she's like, look at it. It's weird. I'm telling you, you need to look it up. And I'd love to see like, or to know your reaction of that. But I think they could be a form of reptilian. They give me the creeps. But yeah.
I'm kind of like speechless.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just created our own fucking rabbit hole.
I think we did. But yeah, dude, there's some people where I'm like, it's a possibility.
Oh, sorry, this is way off topic, but I'm writing a book.
Oh my god. Oh, it's in a book. I like that.
And I don't know if you can see it, but that's kind of one of the continents.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So
he has a little map.
Yeah, I drew a map of like the major continent, and then I'm going to continue because I'm trying to like create puzzle pieces and then put the pieces together. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because right now all of the pieces are in my head,
mm-hmm.
but I have to see them and organize them in order to, it's like I need all the edge pieces before I can start working on the center.
Yeah.
So
I'm over here like, what big projects do I have coming up? Well, we have a new moon on August 8th, which is also known as the Lion's Gate. Do you know about that? So the Lion's Gate is like where you want to sit and set intentions. And it's supposed to like draw in even more like energy. It's like a great time to draw in energy for like your future, for like future gains and stuff. So I'll be doing a huge ritual that night.
The 8th?
Yeah, it's gonna be on the 8th. And what I'm gonna do is open up 20 spots. I know it's a lot, but your girl, I know how to manage big rituals. I'm gonna do it outside so you guys don't have to worry about me burning down my house like I almost did one time. And my neighbor is probably going to be like, what the fuck is going on in the backyard? Ethan's actually going to make a video of me preparing everything. And that's going to be on my Patreon. So you get to see like kind of the background or the back scenes. I don't know. Extra scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. There you go. Back scenes. Oh my god. You can tell like my mind is fried. All this reptilian talk has just like fried my mind. But yeah, he's gonna film a lot of the behind the scenes stuff.
Reptilian.
Oh shit.
I'm fucking with their brain.
My brain is like a fried egg right now.
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I did. Oh my god. But yeah, so I'm going to be doing behind the scenes stuff, and that's going to be on my Patreon, so you get to see kind of extra stuff. And then like there's going to be a little bit of filming of the ritual, and that will be on Patreon as well. I'll just let people know on my Instagram that it's there.
Yeah.
I'm on Patreon, but yeah, I'll be opening that up pretty soon.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, first, remember I told you that I'm basing one of the characters off of you?
Mm-hmm.
What would your name be? What would you want your name to be? Because I have some really cool and unique names that I came up with.
I was about to say, it has to be, like, unique. Because already, like, my actual name is relatively unique. Mm-hmm. You know? Has to be, like, unique.
We don't have to come up with it right now. But you could definitely text it to me.
Yeah, definitely. Because,
yo, like, I have so many plot twists and different plots and just the character development and where they, oh my god, who's like just death after death. And so
me earlier, death.
Yeah. Death. Yeah. I mean, so you guys, this is, if you are ever going to be interested in this, this is going to be fantasy fiction. And it's, the main character is going to be kind of like characteristic of myself. And kind of, I'm definitely pulling a lot from my life and implementing it to his life. And he's going to just turn into this character. Then, like, I'm definitely pulling a lot of, like, life experiences. And, like, it's going to include, like, LGBTQ friendly types of relationships. It's going to include a lot of the struggles and strifes that are going on in the world right now in terms of racism and things like that. Along with, like, I mean, we definitely covered, like, sex trafficking and human trafficking in this episode. Mm-hmm. It's going to have some of that in it. And I feel like it has so much in it that it's going to be hard. It's definitely going to have to be a series. But I'm super excited, and I hope you guys would be excited to read it eventually. But I've been thinking about this book and this idea for years, and I'm finally getting to a point in my life where I'm able to start connecting this character with this character, why this character, just blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I'm pretty torn on a title, but Timeless Royalty is what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. That actually sounds really cool. So, I like that.
You'll understand that there's a reason behind the title. You'll understand whenever I explain it, but that's all I got. So if you have anything else, floor is yours, my dear.
Other than that, about the Lionsgate, I'm trying to think if I have anything else. I'll be advertising that pretty soon on my Instagram. So I'll only have 20 spots. Okay. You'll have to prepay to save your spot. As what I normally do with rituals anyway. Yeah. And then let me think. I am gonna still do new moon readings, but it'll probably be done on Saturday. And I'm not gonna go live. I'm just gonna do those pre-recorded readings because I now that I have a job, I don't have the time to do much lives anymore. So I'll have to figure that out.
I'm happy that this is still a priority.
Yes. Oh, yes. Like, I have to do this. Like, this has got to keep going.
good.
Like, I could do this. This is totally fine.
I'm not going to lie. It's been a while since I've had that. I've talked for so long. And when, like, given point, I'm getting a little hoarse. Yeah.
Wow.
Is what it is.
I feel you on that, though.
Yeah.
When I came back from vacation, I was like...
Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've recorded, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's been a while. Yeah. And then next week, you'll be off, right? Or no?
Nope. I decided that, because this week would have been my week off, but we didn't pre-record an episode for this week.
Okay.
So, this episode is this week's episode.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Well, no. All right. How come Alistair is so light that you can do that? That's wild.
How come he's so light?
Yeah.
He's about 10 pounds.
Alistair's just like, he just looks like he's just a limp noodle. You know what I'm talking about?
He is. And then he just goes straight back to what he was doing. Like,
oh. Oh, Alistair. I'm over here like my dog, like Abby almost stabbed her own eye out on accident. She was scratching her face and she like, oh God, she punctured her like eye right here, right beside it. And look, it scared me. I know canine like first aid, because obviously I worked with dogs for like years. So I did that, but it worried me so much. I was like, Ethan, you have to take her to the vet. And I go, I'm not going to call out on my second day of work, because I feel like that just makes me look like that type of person, and I'm not.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm like, can you do this? Like, oh, call first thing in the morning and get her an appointment. And you might have to be late to work if it's later. And he's like, I'll do it. So he took her in, and they said like, they knew me, by the way. They're like, okay. They're like, where is she? And he's like, she's got a job. We're like, oh, nice. But they're like, well, she did everything well. Like, it's healing up fine. There's no bacteria, because they, you know, they had to like, what's it called? Yeah, iodine it and
make sure
there's, yeah. And they said like, I did really good. So they're like, here's some ointment, like some special ointment. And just put on that like twice a day until it starts healing. So I was like, okay. I saved my dog's eyeball, I feel like.
Yeah, you did. Very, very proud of you.
Y'all, I've seen worse. Like the rescue that I used to work at, like some dogs would come in, and I worked at a dog rescue. Okay. Oh, so I have to repeat that so people don't get like, what the fuck? Because there would be some dogs that we would get in, like that we would literally rescue. We would get calls from like people's neighbors that are like, they're trying to shoot their dog, you know, and we grab their dog, we don't know what to do with them. It's bleeding, you know what I mean? So that's the kind of calls that we get. So we would have dogs that literally have like bullet hole wounds in their legs, or like one is like on top of their skull. So
I would have to shoot the motherfucker who shot the dog.
I know, right? But like, that's the thing. It's like, it's their own property, and like the dog doesn't, you know, like, yeah, you could do something to the owner, but you know, it's like, what, you know, what happens to the dog? No one's going to take the dog in. So that's what we would do. So, you know, I know how to clean those kind of wounds. We also had a lot of dogs that had to get a limb removed, you know, because of like a wound wasn't taken care of or something, or they came off the street like that and they would have to have an amputated leg. So we'd have to change bandages out, and you know, after getting them back from like the vet, because we have like a vet that we would work with, we would, you know, take care of them that way and made sure their needs are met and everything. So I know some good, you know, canine first aid.
I'm proud of you, Mama G.
I got a kit and everything. So, you know, it's good. I got it. I can help out, you know. I'm good with people too, obviously. I'm just like,
I'm not.
It just comes naturally to me. I'm like, all right, what you need to do is calm down first, because I know there's blood going everywhere. We're gonna figure this out. Just calm down, you know.
Oh no. Me,
you're over here like, no.
Me, no, if I had to deal with somebody who was fucking manic,
mm-hmm.
knocking them the fuck out, and then I'll administer first aid.
Yeah.
Just saying. Literally, because I'm like, I can't deal with that. Like, no, like, you're gonna sit down and shut up, let me take care of you, or mm-hmm. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out.
Yeah, I literally, one girl, I told her not to mess with this one dog, because I'm like, this dog will bite you, I'm just letting you know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, it won't, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, I've been around dogs, all kinds of dogs, this dog will bite you. And this was like, this is when I worked at a boarding facility. And so this was like someone's house pet, by the way. And this dog was like mean as fuck. Like, don't, if your dog is like that, don't take it to a boarding facility, because it's not going to, if you know it doesn't like other people, don't keep it with someone that actually like knows the dog. It's wild. Oh, and then, so I remember this girl, she got bit by that dog. And I was like, I told you not to go near that dog. So it bit her finger as she was going to open up the cage for the dog to take it out. It bit her finger through the thing. And so I had to administer first aid. And she's like, gee, if I start seeing blood, oh, I'm seeing blood. And I was like, okay, you know, calm down. Okay, I'm going to sit you on the floor. And I want you to just put pressure on it, you know? And she's like, oh, I'm going to pass out. She was just being like really dramatic. And I'm like, just calm down. I even got her ice. I'm like, here, give me your other hand now. And I just put like the ice pack on her hand. And I was like, now put this on your face. Because she was like turning like red from being like hot.
Yeah.
But I took care of her finger. I looked at it. I was like, you're gonna have to go to the ER, just mm-hmm. to let you know. And she's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I bit you like right in the joint. You need to go to the ER. And it punctured pretty deep. So if you ever get bit by an animal and it's in a joint, like it's in a joint, you need to get that like medically cleaned out, because
yeah,
that shit can fuck your joint up and you might lose that whatever it is. So I was like, you gotta go. Well, who can we call? Who's your emergency contact? You know, so yeah, that was wild. But I also know, is this an ER trip or is this like, okay, this just broke the skin? I know, yeah. That too. Oh, I mean, I was moving the mic. I was like, it's thundering outside, and I thought that was thundering. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, man, my spirit guide is like loud tonight, because you know.
No, I heard something a second ago, like whenever I told you, like, just keep going.
Yeah.
And it was a whisper, and I was like, no, we're not doing this tonight.
So, again?
Yeah.
Not with the freaking wit. No. No, we're not doing that again.
No. So I was just like, bye. I literally, you remember that, like, the wave thing that I've been doing a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally was just like...
Well, I'm glad you told it to scoot on over.
I literally told it to get the fuck out of here.
Scoot on over and get out.
Don't know what they wanted, but I don't know who it was or what they wanted. But I was like, no. Look, I've been having my fucking ears ringing, and I'm just like, I ain't here for it. You guys can fuck off.
Dude, speaking of ears ringing, so you know in that store that I'm working at, it's a crystal store, but it's kind of like a low-key, like, they offer witchy stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, we restocked.
What's the name of the store? Like, give them a little advertisement.
Oh, it's called Stones Keepers.
Oh.
Stones Keepers. We are keepers of the stones.
And the Stone Cold G works there.
That's right. So as we were restocking like some tumbles, I think it was like blue tiger's eye, we were restocking that, and I literally was like, oh, that one looks like a tooth. And my ear just went like ring, like loud. And I was like, oh, well, apparently I guess I need this. I'm going to set this off to the side. And one of the workers is like, trust me, that's going to happen to you a lot here with like some of the stones. Like if your body and spirit like feel like they need that stone or you feel connected to it, it's like, they'll let you know. It's kind of like, I bought this tarot deck. Here's the book to it. But I bought like a tarot deck, which is like the Golden Dawn ritual tarot, which is weird because it actually has like rituals in here.
That's cool.
Like old, this is like Kabbalic magic. Yeah. And my spirit guide told me to get this one. And that was the only one that they had. And I was asking them like, are you guys looking to get any more in that, like of that end? They're like, gee, that one's been sitting at the shop for a really long time. Like, I don't think we're going to get another one. You were, I guess that deck was like your
waiting
deck.
On you. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, it's been there for months. But I was like, dang. Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that will happen in the store, but yeah, that rock incident, I was like, okay, yeah. So it was just a little piece of stone. So they gave us like little areas where if we want to like put something on hold, we would just put it there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Apparently I need some blue tiger's eye in my life. It's a really pretty stone too.
I can't go into a metaphysical shop. I end up dropping so much money. Mm-hmm. But my ears have been ringing so much lately. I'm just like, I hate living people. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm like, I'm not helping you move on. Sorry. Like, figure it out. Like, sorry, I'm not trying to be an ass, but I'm like, I have to deal with the living. I don't want to have to deal with the dead. Leave me alone. Unless, like, you're here to benefit me. Like, yeah, I'm going to be selfish about this. Okay, sorry. Get out of my life.
And they should respect that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I hate people. I do.
No, I know. Your Capricorn is showing.
Like Casey and I went into Walmart and I hate going out on like days off.
I was about to say, I hate Walmart. Like, yeah. I just can't go in there,
and,
man.
Like, normally when I have to go, it's not that busy. And, like, I basically had to drag him to come with me. And, like, we were having a good time and we were just walking around, you know, kind of just doing a little extra shopping. And I'm just like, okay, like, after we checked out, I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, people are, like, I'm not interacting with them, but they are just pissing me off. Like,
yeah,
they're getting in my way. They're just loud. They're obnoxious. I'm like, I don't want to be around you guys. I literally told Casey, I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. You know, send me. He's like, no. I'm like,
mm-hmm. I hate people. No, I feel you on that. It's like we went to Universal Studios on our vacation. And me and Ethan, we realized we are just not those type of people that enjoy. Like, I got to experience, like, Harry Potter. I call it Harry Potter World. Yeah. I got to experience that, and I loved it. And then I just wanted to get the fuck out. Like, it's too many people. And everything, you had to wait. You know, like, oh, my feet were hurting. And I'm like, I can't. I can't. So we, like... We got out. I got my wand so I can perform magic there, you guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It was awesome. The wand looks fucking dope as fuck. I was like, hell yeah.
I think Casey actually has the Elder Wand right back here.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what mine's called, but I know they had like wands that were like made off of the characters' wands, like Harry Potter in them. And then they have like other type of wands that are more like you can pick they have this wall that has like charts on there to kind of pick like what wand would suit your personality or whatever. But I was just going around looking at the wands like, do I like this one? Nope. Do I like this one? Oh, that one's badass. So I was like, Ethan, hold on to that one.
What house are you?
Hufflepuff.
Are you? Mm-hmm. What house do you think I am?
I would say Slytherin or Gryffindor.
You got it.
Did I get Slytherin?
Slytherin.
It's got to be one of those. Yeah, I think Ethan's Gryffindor.
Definitely fucking fitting now that I have platinum hair.
Actually, you know what? I think Ethan's is Ravenclaw instead. It was like Ravenclaw. You know, sometimes you can do the quiz and it's like, you're mostly this, but yeah, you can also be this.
Oh, so I've think, always got Slytherin.
Yeah. That's why I was like, right away, like Slytherin. My friend is
I'm a always Slytherin. Slytherin up in somebody. I did not just say that. Because it.
I'm a Hufflepuff. Loyal to a T.
Yeah, me. I'm pure blood, but I'm pure blood of trash.
When you said that, I just immediately thought like raccoon.
Fucking trash bandit, bitch.
Dude, you all see right. all the raccoon content I post?
All the time. All they're the time. Amazing. I'm like, gee. I'm like,
I come on, it. They're good. They're good.
Oh, they're great. I'm just like, you're making me like a hunting.
No, not the trash pandas.
Not the trash. Get your little gray ass down. You get 5, 4. Thank you.
That's what you know. That's how you know you're from the South. I feel like only Southern parents go 5, 4. Yeah.
And then he's just looking at me like, you're an asshole, Dad. I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck. I was.
Oh gosh, that's too funny.
Mm.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. I actually want to do a shout out to one of our listeners here.
Yeah.
She posted on one of my posts, hold on, about the podcast. So give me a second.
What?
Let me find that. Yeah.
She tagged the podcast in it?
I
haven't gotten a notification. Unless it was a while ago.
Okay, well, she didn't tag it, but she did mention Dreaming of Nightmares podcast.
Oh, okay.
So she said, it's Hannah_Grace_Hughes, is, you know what I'm talking about, that last name. I'm like, that last name I can never pronounce.
Fucking Italian. Just came out with your fucking hand.
I can never pronounce them. Sorry, Hannah. Her comment is, just gotta say I am loving, in all caps, loving all of your content as well as the Dreaming of Nightmares podcast. I listen to them while I'm at work, listening to episode 4 right now. I am so grateful for all your content and hope it keeps going.
I'm gonna cry.
I put crying faces with a little thank you and heart. So
thank you, Hannah.
Oh, so sweet. So yes, thank you, Hannah. Just I wanted to do that shout out. If you guys have any suggestions about our next Nightmares Coming to Life. Nightmares Coming to Life. If you have any, you know, input, give us some subjects, you know. Also, you know, for the other episodes for, you know, the Dreaming of Nightmares, you know, send us your nightmares, send us your dreams, send us your experiences. Oh, you got to talk about your dream. Do you want to do that for the next podcast? Episode
It's so weird that you remembered when I did. Like, as soon as I, like, gasped, you were like, oh, wait, we didn't talk about that.
I'm telling you, I'm psychic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll save it for next week.
Okay, we'll save it. And
oh my
should
God.
We make it, like, a theme? Like, that? You haven't told me it yet, but I feel like it's going to be a theme, kind of. Have a theme, if okay. That makes sense.
I'm trying to think if we can turn it into a theme. We could probably turn it into a theme, I think. Maybe.
Okay.
It's
wild.
Oh my God, gee, like.
You're going to have to tell me.
So much visual detail.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Scary.
But yeah, thank you everyone. You can send send your dreams over to our Gmail,
yep.
Which is the don
pcast@gmail.com.
There you go. And then also you can send them to the Instagram. So it's the same thing, the don pcast.
Yep.
Okay. Let me think. Anything else that we're missing?
No, I think if
you're on Reddit, find us on Reddit.
Yeah, I don't normally post stories on there. I just kind of ask others to send their stuff into our email by posting on different threads. So, yeah, just if you guys have any content whatsoever, any stories, extraterrestrial, cryptid, ghosts, demons, witches,
beam it. Beam it our way.
Beam it.
That's right.
God damn, that's never going away, is it?
No, it's not. It's going to be a thing now. Well, thank you, everyone. And always remember to be dreaming.
Oh, you fucked up.
Did I really fuck up? Wait, remember to be dreaming.
Remember to find yourself dreaming.
Oh, to find yourself. Well, remember to find yourself dreaming.
But not of nightmares. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.